All right. Another exciting morning. This is the first week of school, spring semester, 2019. Better run, dog. You should have eaten him. Why are you talking? Why are you barking at me? Eat your dang dog, friend. Oh, I get it. Anyway, the first week of school is kind of pish-poshy. Mostly introduction-y. People start coming together. These little floppy dogs are starting to range out a little bit. Anyways, that reminds me, Lisa was talking about fear. And she said she didn't used to be very fearful until those dogs attacked her and took and carried about, I don't know. So, about 7 or 8 years ago, since then she's just been terrified of dogs. And it was something she would like to overcome. So, I don't know what she's going to do about that. I said we could certainly walk together. I used to walk every day. And starting to kind of get back to it. Woke up this morning, my knee decided to be a little gitchy. The knee, frankly, isn't as problematic as other things are. Interesting. Give the dog, go home. Well, anyway, we were looking at, what was it? The reading assignment this week throughout the entire Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints membership is 2 Luke, Luke 2, sorry, chapter 2, and Matthew 2. And for my part, the biggest thing I got out of it was the absolute necessity to seek out God's help and inspiration. It just indicates to us how little, how small we are. Anytime we think that we would do better under our own advice, that doesn't mean that you don't take charge of your life. It just means the wise person will seek the advice and help of higher powers. When you're a young child, you turn to your parents. As you grow older, you need to latch on to the same source that your parents do. Just here's the sad part. A good number of parents don't rely on this. And you find out very quickly that your parents are kind of, they aren't the brightest either. You know, you can think all day long, oh, I thought my dad was brilliant, then he became an idiot. And then at some magic point, usually in your 40s or your 50s, you say, you know what? My parents weren't as dumb as I thought. Now, it isn't because there's some great font of wisdom. It's because they usually tended to start latching on to the wisdom of the past. There's a certain amount of passed-down tradition that helps us out. When we start walking away from that and saying it's garbage, you know, people get really upset when it's like, so after all this study and this research and we look at it, what we come back to is that our grandparents had a pretty good bead on this. And it wasn't through science. It was just following the traditions of the past. Really good transmitter of wisdom. But only because we also tend to have traditions built up over time that were rooted in God and in Christ. And as you have that, that was a very strong antidote to pain, torture, despair, everything that's bad. Now, things have strayed over time. That's one of the biggest problems. This is why we have prophets who tell us what God wants us to know. God chooses them. God coddles them and cradles them and raises them up. The primary thing that they do is they're constantly turning to God. Want to be a prophet? Turn to God. Want to be a prophet? Turn to God. You want to be on God's side. God's the most experienced being there that we have access to. He is at the root of every good idea, the root of every good tradition. He makes it happen. Almost everything he does is a reminder to remember him. And to look to Christ, who either will come, the way it was for the guys before, or who has already come, which is for us. But he's going to come again. The system works great. We always have something to look forward to. Christ coming. Is Christ going to fix it? Yes. And you want to be on his team. Because he wonderfully rewards his friends, his servants, those who turn to him for guidance, for help, for love, for repentance. And he's not nice at all to people who don't. When you're going, you know, oh, tribalism is bad, and you go, depends on the tribe. If you put yourself in Jesus' tribe, and there's a lot of wannabes, you know, hey, I'm here in Jesus' tribe. Make sure you're searching for the big one, the one that connects you up directly. Don't settle for the one that sticks a priest or a preacher or a minister between you and Christ. You need to access him directly. You know, your sheep, he's the shepherd. That's kind of a little group. He said he'll protect you from the wolves. Those are other groups. So you have to pick a group. If you pick the wrong group, you're on the wrong side. If you look to Jesus like a wolf, he'll kill you without a thought, without any remorse, because he's doing his job, which is the shepherd of his flock. You don't have to be this stone-slinging shepherd. All you've got to be is sheep. That's an easy job. But you got to know who to run to. You got to know who the shepherd is. Pick your shepherd. All things got to do is make sure that you're not following Christ. You can follow 100 things. Some of them either benign, and even looking good. But you not being with Christ means that he's basically won the victory that he's after. Now, he doesn't want to just do that. He wants to drag you down to evil and wants you to become one of his henchmen. So, anyway, got this whole situation. So you need to pick the right team. That's what our missionaries do. So, you know, people go, why are you trying to save Christians? That's really upsetting to other Christians. And you go, be on the right team. Ah.